Hello.
Hello, my name is Elise, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line Division. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today? Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, my name is Elise. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line Division. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I went down. I had a letter from them saying something about, going to the doctor and having the doctor do this and that. So I went to my local office anyway. She told me to just advise y'all that I put in the proper to reopen the case, reopen my claim, and then that I presented all the documents that they requested on that letter about the medical thing. So she said after that, y'all would tell me what to do after that.
Well, just continue doing your weekly certifications then.
Okay.
All right, and thank you so much for calling the Alabama
Oh,
Unemployment.
so when do I start? What do I start on the Monday or the Sunday?
Okay, so when did you open your claim?
Oh, I'm not sure. It's been a while, but I stopped it because they sent a letter to say I was
You should have.
denied, so I just.
No, you're supposed to continue doing the weekly certifications. You were just
Oh,
denied for
man.
that 1 week. So let's see about getting you started. Are you currently unemployed?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. May I start with your Social Security number?
383-865956.
And may I have your first and last name?
Kenton Smith, Kenton Smith.
And may I have your date of birth?
9/29/1969.
And may I have your driver's license number?
Okay, you got to give me a minute. I got to go to the car and get.
That's fine.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Life steps. Okay, I'm gonna see if I can find it.
Hello?
I'm still here with you, sir.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Okay, let me see. It's 0116924 50.
And your mother's maiden name, please.
Ward.
All right, give me 1 moment to get in the next screen to start this process for you.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Smith, what is your preferred language? I'm sorry.
English.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Now, do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
And do you also understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your future ability to receive benefits?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, have you worked since the last time you filed an unemployment compensation claim?
No. Not since the last time, no, I haven't.
Okay. And you stopped doing your weekly certifications?
Yeah, because they sent me them letters saying I was denied. I just, you know.
Okay. All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
I didn't understand that. Did I file before? I mean...
Well, yeah. Are you trying to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Okay.
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment certification?
No.
Okay. And the correct spelling of your first name is going to be K-E-N-T-O-N, and then the last name is going to be Smith. Is that correct? S-M-I-T-H.
Yeah.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
Not since last time I checked, no.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And may I have a good contact phone number for you, Mr. Smith?
Just phone number here.
And I have 205-847-7014. Is that a good number for you?
Man, that'd be a great number.
Yes. Okay. All right. And your date of birth is going to be 09/29/1969.
Yes.
And the mother's maiden name again is going to be Ward, W-A-R-D?
Yes.
Now, that driver's license you provided to me, what state was it issued in?
Louisiana.
Okay.
It's an ID. It's not a driver's ID, but yes, Louisiana.
Louisiana. Thank you. And that number again, let me just confirm, you provided to me is going to be 01169-2450. Is that all correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And may I have your race?
Black.
And are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
10th grade.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes.
Thank you. And may I please have your home address?
It's 2017 30th Avenue North, Apartment A, as an apple.
And you said apartment A?
07.
And what city are you in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
And what was that zip code again, please?
35207.
All right. And is your mailing address the same as your home address?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So just to confirm, that address is 2017 30th Avenue North, Apartment A, Birmingham, Alabama, 35207?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And what was your job description or job title, sir?
Tire technician.
Thank you. And let's see. I'm just waiting for it to get to the next page. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Excuse me, I don't understand that.
Are you seeking work in that same job field?
Yeah, well, no, actually, no. I've been doing it all my life.
Okay.
Kind of broke down off of it. And it's all of my back messed up. No, I'm not.
Okay. And so what type of job are you seeking work in?
None.
Okay. And let's see.
Okay.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Give me one moment.
I was terminated.
I understand. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I used to. Now I can't. No.
Okay. Now, in order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours, days, and shifts normally worked in the trade or industry for which your past experiences, training disqualifies you. You're not required to be available for all shifts unless persons working your trade or occupation would normally work all shifts. Consider your job, your normal trade or occupation, and the hours, days, and shifts required for that job only. So, is your answer still no?
Well, I changed it to yes.
Okay, you're going to change it to yes. All right, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30 miles.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
$19 an hour.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes.
You indicated earlier that you have not worked since the last time you filed for unemployment compensation. Please verify your answer. No, I have not worked since the last time I filed for unemployment compensation. Yes, I have worked since the last time I filed a claim for unemployment compensation.
No, I have not worked since I filed an unemployment claim.
Thank you. Now, have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 1st of 2023 and March 31st of 2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay. Now, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. However, what do you prefer?
Well, actually, I have I got the card that they sent me when I filed for the first time. They sent me the card.
Has it expired?
No, they sent it to me maybe, 6 months ago?
Okay. So, no problem. Those funds will be applied to that card. Now, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Nope.
Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
All right. So, Mr. Smith, you are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Smith, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. I'm going to ask you some randomly generated questions. Give me one moment. All right. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Antares USA, JW at Florence Mall, Silicon Technology Solutions, Tire Center, or none of the above?
Tire Center.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Valdosta, Jonesboro, Augusta, Macon, or none of the above?
Jonesboro.
Which of the following street addresses in Marietta have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1275 Cunningham Road Southwest, 2315 Miss, I guess that's Milstead Circle Northeast, 3333 Turtle Lake Club Drive Southeast, 807 Andorra Way Southwest, or none of the above. I'm not familiar with any of these properties.
Me either. None of the bills that I can remember that. I don't remember none of that.
No problem, sir. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1102 Druid Hills Drive, 115 Lawson Road, 515 Graymont Avenue North, 6097 County Road 33, or you've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Graymont,
thank you. And then which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1282 Circle Street, 142 Hillsborough Lane, 1601 Pine Avenue Southwest, 228 Spring Road Southeast, I'm sorry, and or you've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Circle Street.
Okay. All right. Now, Mr. Smith, do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Do I do what now?
Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
And do you also understand it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes, I do.
All right. So now we're at your closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process we just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal by clicking the File Weekly Certification button on the home page, or by telephone by calling 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in the loss of benefits. So complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday at 5 p.m. and you can start yours as early as the 14th. Okay. Whether filing online or by telephone, you'll need your 4-digit PIN number, and I can give you that after we're finished. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. There are exceptions to work search requirements and are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It's very important that you carefully read all information that's mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 800-361-4524 Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Mr. Smith, do you have any questions regarding the closing statements?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and provide you with your confirmation number. And I'll be happy to give you your PIN number as well.
Okay. Give me one second. Let me get the PIN. I'm sorry.
No, you're perfectly fine, sir.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Now your confirmation number is going to be 490-063-005.
Give me
back. Oh, no problem. 490.
Okay.
063. 005. And the 4-digit PIN you need is going to be 5956.
5956?
Yes, sir.
That's my PIN number.
Well, it's just the PIN number that you use all the time. No, I won't tell anyone, Mr. Smith. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Well, then you start doing those weekly certifications as early as this Sunday, the 14th. And just remember that the cutoff day is always going to be on Fridays by 5 p.m. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, sir. You have a great day on purpose. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.